will start without that, but yeah, I want to welcome you to the Linux Audio Conference. For this, for the first time in Spain, it's the fifth of this event. Before it was organized in Karlsruhe, it's okay. And we are very glad to have been given the opportunity to organize this event. And we hope to have been able to put together an interesting conference program, and both for the developers and for the users. Thanks to many submissions of our participants, as well as support from our cooperation partners, we have to speak later to, especially to them. Shortly, I want to say a little bit about the history. Berlin has three universities, and that is because of this political socio-education. Maybe you know that our so-named Technische Hochschule, former, was founded in 1879 at a small town named Charlottenburg, and it was the king's technical college. So, sorry. Thank you. And this whole structure was changed at 1924 when the large reorganization of the town was growing up to a larger district, and from this time up, the name of our university was Technische Hochschule Berlin. So, after the World War, there was a new inauguration in 48, and that was in the British military sector, and the British government was founding a university. And the meaning of a university in Germany is there has been also a part of humanities. So the university was founded, and we, our institute, is part of this humanities faculty. In 1954, our studio was founded, and that was typically part of the musicologists under Hans Heinrich Stockenschmidt, a famous musicologist. The top activity of that was the expo at Osaka, and maybe you have heard about this German pavilion, and the famous name of that was Karl-Heinz Stockhausen and his try of a huge space control over there. And the technique was controlled with our team. From 1970, that was the year of Osaka, from here up there was many activities focused all over to the organization of sound in space. And one result of that is, of course, this room. And you will later hear about the details of a huge system. The line around us here, a lot of speakers, and you will hear later about the background. And also, a result of this doing is, of course, to be able to have a Linux audio conference at Berlin. So, to the location. We are in the main building, and of course, the war was destroying this north part, so we have the old part and the new part. Let's say we have nothing to do with the new part, only to the old part. So the old, we are here at the old part. And the room numbers have always four digits. And the first digit shows the floor
And therefore, this room is 0104. That means we are at the ground floor. Everybody has a small paper sheet, and it is this here. And here also there's a not colored, but a try of grayscale. And you see an overview of the rooms here. And thanks to a very active student here, you see in the whole building arrows to the special rooms. And hopefully you are soon very familiar with our location. Also, you find here a lot of other information, basic information about the whole thing. At the first floor, you will see our Lichthof, and especially there you see this, the old part. You will understand when you go there. And there is soon the main info disk. And interesting is in the northwest part of this Lichthof is in the first floor, at the corner, the famous Tonraum by Bernhard Leitner, and also this paper shows there's a 2 hours loop where you can hear there what is Bernhard Leitner meaning of an architectural sound. And some comments to the concerts. So this room has a kind of a concert installation, I want to say. That means we have a loop running from around noon, or you could see it in the program, to the 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, it depends to the days. And you hear 4 pieces, what is especially made for the VFS system here. Unfortunately, there was a problem with Hans Kutschkus, and therefore today, only today, his piece will not play it today, but tomorrow and also until Saturday and Sunday you will hear that. So we have also the nice program book, and this program book is also very good to understand where the other places of the concert take place. And I think very nice is that now the underground line, the number 2, is going from our Ernst-Reuter-Platz directly to, for example, the Tesla location. You can also go with the S-Bahn from Tiergarten to Hackische Höfe and Hackische Markt, and there's a Cervantes. And you see also very near to Janowitzbrücke, also a good location with underground and S-Bahn, there's Siebes. And at least their Märzmusik location is also here, and also that is very, very close to an underground station named Spichernstraße. So also you have for the concert program this flyer, and you see there the whole program, and as I see there's no change, only maybe... Okay, so we have to say something to that later. Okay, so and at least all these activities are not possible with help of other institutions. The Linux Audio Conference is totally free of any financial support of our university is nearly nothing, but we have friends outside. That is very nice. And I have to say, who is that? The first is the German Academic Exchange Service, and that is the name is also DARAD, we say. And they have a Berlin Artist in Residence program, and with the help of the DARAD, we are able to invite several people. For example, the old, the former guest composers like Christian Caron, but also Hans Dutschke, and also Agostino Di Ciccio, who is with his sound installation here in this building. And not directly in the concert outside, but part of the concert here in the building is also Alberto Di Campo. He is also a former Sonic Edgar Varese guest professor, and that is very nice that the DRD has helped us to invite these people. The second to name is the Tesla organization that is situated in the Klosterstraße, is a famous building in Berlin with many activities. They have a large program with many, many things. You can go to the website and look a little bit around. And we have two Tesla concerts, and also all the financials are for this concerts are given by Tesla. Also, we have another concert at the Instituto Cervantes. Instituto Cervantes is very close to the S-Bahn Hackische Markt. And there's a concert and also some talks. We have later to talk a little bit to give you more information about that. And thanks to the Cervantes, we are able to make also there a very nice concert. Also, at least we have two other locations, that is the Märzmusik, and we have in the very, very large program of the famous Märzmusik Festival für aktuelle Musik, and the location is, of course, on the top, and maybe there's somebody who is talking a little bit about the contents later. So, and the C-Base also, that is a club, so that is also the first concert that is today. And last not least, there is the Humboldt Universität, with many, many people who has helped us to make this pool. You have many arrows going in this direction, that is in the room number 2038. And also, there's another important room that is the so-named Fakultät 1 Mac pool. Also, thanks to them that we are allowed to work and use that location. So, and it is very nice to have also firm here, what is sponsoring us. That is Ableton. Maybe you know this firm, that's a software firm, and they have a lot of young people working software for them, and I'm sure most of them came before from the Linux audio publicity maybe. So that is the list of the people or the institutions who have sponsored and helped us to make possible these events. And at the end, I have also to thank you, the team, what is preparing all the things. And yeah, that is, we are not all here. So I, maybe you can come to us here. Simon Champier, this is my barman. So, and they are part of the Linux audio country. And I personally, I'm not part of that, but I'm very interested in that. So, and I see a lot of other people here, like Stefan Kersten, and other people. Some are on the roads preparing the concerts, transporting the techniques and so on. We have also a very, very active streaming team that I cannot see in the moment, but they are streaming this. Thank you very much over there. And there's a lot of small activities what you do not see, but thanks to all that people who have helped us. So.
So, all right, I will now give a little bit an overview of what is going on at the conference. You all have hopefully gotten this little overview. This is the most actual version. The times that are on this paper are correct. Also the room numbers. Mostly. So we have paper presentations, as we are used to from the Linux Audio Conference. We're also very happy we got together a quite extensive tutorial and demo track. There's on 2 days, on Thursday and on Saturday, in room 3503. As Volkmar explained the room numbering, that's on the 3.5th floor. Then we have the two computer pools, which is, I think, different from the last Linux Audio Conference. We have two computer pools where there are computers pre-installed with Linux Audio. And in these rooms there will be workshops and hands-on demos, which means even if you don't have the software installed, it's installed there, you can try the software out, and there's someone who explains you what to do. And also, at several times, these computer pools are just open to go into and try software out. And there's someone around there who will explain it, or if you say, like, well, I want to do this and this, then he will point you to the right program to do this. We also have two technical tours. The first one is on Friday at 1 to the T-Labs from the Deutsche Telekom. They have an institute which is both part of the TU Berlin and part of the Telekom. It's their research facilities. And behind the scenes they are using and prototyping a lot of Linux Audio. So you can have a view of what is going on in research there. And then on Saturday, there's a tour to the studio of the Technical University, where you can see what our normal working environment is here. A lot of the speakers will be missing because they're used for the concerts, but you'll see how they are mounted normally. For both of these tours, the meeting point is at 1 in the Lichthof, where the info desk will move to by tomorrow. Yes, for these technical tours and the workshop and hands-on demos, it is highly recommended to sign up at the info desk, because there is a limited amount of spaces. So if you're not on the list and it's full, you won't get in. Okay, then about internet access. We have on the gallery, which is one floor above the Lichthof, and you can just look over the balustrade and then you look into the Lichthof, there are 5 tables with a number of Ethernet cables where you can hook up to the internet. That should be running by now. I hope they got it up and running. Apart from that, we did made a lot of effort to create some kind of WLAN access. This was very difficult because the 2-bit was very worried about security. So what we got is you can access the wireless via a VPN client. If you want to have wireless access during the conference, you have to go to the info desk to get a username and password. And this username and password will be yours throughout the conference. There are also CDs with installers for this VPN client, which hopefully everyone gets to work. There is someone, I'm not sure where he is right now, from us who is organizing the network. If there's any problems, he's the one to talk to. I'm not sure. His name is Andreas Neumann. We'll try to find him when there's problems. but I'm sure you all know Linux very, very well, so you'll get it running. Yes, also in the Lichthof there are two demonstrations. One is by Hartmut Nowak in connection to his paper, which he presents at the end of this day. And from tomorrow on, he will be demonstrating what he is talking about in his paper. And there's another demo by which shows the Trinity Portable Digital Audio Workstation, which you can look at and try out. I don't see it myself yet, but I'm sure it's interesting. This is almost my list. A special announcement about the streams. As they promised to every year to make the streams better and better, this year we are streaming in B format. We are streaming MSLX B format, and we give a prize to the first person who puts up a how to decode the stream on the wiki. Okay, then another important announcement. On the night from Saturday to Sunday, Europe changes to summertime, which means our night is 1 hour shorter. It also means that you really need to make sure you're in time here on Sunday, because it'll probably start 1 hour earlier than you think it will. I will try to repeat this announcement each day, so that by Sunday everyone knows. okay, then some other announcements. There are program booklets, as you have seen. This is what they look like. You can get them at the info desk. There's a limited number of copies. We have made 300, which is about the number of people who are on my list who will be coming. So be sure to get one before they're out. They cost €2. These are the proceedings. For those people who reserved a copy, there's a copy available. And we have a small number of extras. So if you didn't reserve one for the registration form and you would like to have one, then be quick. The price is €8. Maybe some of you have seen the poster, the Linux Audio Conference 2007 poster. There will be several copies more of those as soon as we find them back. And you can get a copy for €5. I think I covered everything. There's another thing, the DAD, one of the supporters of the conference, I think the main supporter, I think, is hosting a little reception in the Lichthof at 5 for the opening of the sound installations. Anything else I forgot?
Hello everyone, I've been urged to make a small announcement about this concert on Saturday. where I'm participating in. It will take place at the Haus der Berliner Festspiele, and Märzmusik is this festival for contemporary music. And this one concert is being held in cooperation with the conference, and I think Tesla and Märzmusik. And it will be featuring two acts. One of them is Not the Same Color, NTSC, by Deep 13 and Billy Royce from Vienna. It will like be some kind of audiovisual performance. And the second bit is Farmer's Manual, and it will be some kind of sensor orgy. And maybe you can bring some devices that emanate electromagnetic radiation to that event. And hope to see you there.
Okay, then to conclude the opening, we will give a preview of one of the pieces that will be running in the wafer synthesis loop. It will be a part of the piece by Andrei Kratetsky, which is called Reale Existenz.
Thank you. als het dan op verzoek gaat vallen.
Starts off with Bustard Music Production Environment by Stefan Kost and Thomas Wapner. The workshops start with From Resistors to Samples, Developing Open Hardware Instruments Using Arduino, Pure Data and Processing by the Recursive Dog Collective. And that's one of the groups that were supported by Cervantes to be part of the conference. And then the hands-on in the luck pool, we start with live coding with Superplanet by Alberto Da Campo and PowerBooks Unplugged. So see you there.
Thank you. Gipfel. Schon aus Kalifornien extra reingekommen oder war es eigentlich nur hier? Aha. Okay.
So. But you say that you come from California?
No, no. No, I'm not. Yes. Not yet. Currently.
Oh, no?
Yeah. Not great.
No, it's not. I'm working for that.
Okay.
Just some real stuff.
Empieza a las 3, tío. No a las 2 y a las 3.